You're listening to the 157th edition of the Bitachon podcast. We continue discussing the pasuk in chapter 37, verse 7 of Tehillim. Doim LaHashem v'Yisrael Eloi. Be quiet to Hashem and hope to Him. Al tischar u'matzliach darkei v'yish oisem mezimos. Don't be jealous. Don't try to compete with the person who's successful through negative ways. This silence, this quiet, what comes to mind for me is what we experienced this past Motzei Shabbos with the incredible attack on the land of Israel from Iran. We were up, me and my family, the older kids, till about 3 in the morning, and we didn't know what to expect. We assumed that we would have to run into our mamad, our powerful room, protective room. Of course, Hashem is the one who protects us. And miraculously, tremendous yada d'shamayah, unbelievable divine help of success in protection from this massive attack. And one of the things I'm thinking about with this pasuk is that my wife told me that she has a friend who didn't even know that the attack was going on. She went to sleep early that night. Her kids had fallen asleep. She and her husband went to sleep. They woke up in the morning. They didn't understand why there's nobody on the streets. Everyone else had stayed up late, but they weren't even aware. They didn't have a radio. They don't have internet. And they slept through the night. They were quiet. They didn't have to experience the danger, the fear. They just got to experience, retroactively, the fact that they were quiet and they experienced the amazing miracles of Hashem. Let's see together what the Shaar HaChaim says on this pasuk. Hatzadik tamim yamin b'leiv shalem. The perfect righteous individual believes with a full heart. Hashem Important thing. If I didn't need to experience a difficult situation, so the wicked person, the wicked Iranians, wouldn't be able to cause me pain, to make me afraid. They wouldn't be able to cause me a negative emotion. Hashem can make, as He did for, I don't know if it was Stalin or one of the leaders of Russia who planned to kill the Jews. He had a stroke or he had some kind of medical issue. He just died. Khomeini could just die. So why is the enemy of the Jewish people still alive? Why are our enemies around? It's because Hashem wants him to be there. Everything Hashem does is for His own sake. And also the evil one on the day of evil, that's part of Hashem's plan. Hashem wants that there be times where the righteous individual has a bad moment. And the righteous individual has done perhaps something wrong, or perhaps Hashem wants him to be closer to Him. So He places the evil, the wicked person in his path, so that the righteous individual will call out to Hashem, Hashem help us, Hashem save us. Was the experience that we had on Motzei Shabbos. Kasher atzadik hishlim atzmoi, as shevi polarosh ve'atzamov chalkoim. When the righteous individual perfects himself, when we turn to Hashem, when we pursue the goal that for which Hashem placed that wicked person in our path, so then the wicked person falls 7 times. L'chein lo'i atzadik roidev harosho. Therefore, the righteous individual should not run after the wicked person to try to hurt him. Shenira kegeus, it looks like a lack of humility. It looks like gaiva. Shu ish yori v'shalom v'leitzorch shevet mata rosh l'negle. A righteous individual does not need to strike the wicked person who is coming to attack him. Because then, when a person does that, so it takes away from his... It shows that he doesn't really understand who that wicked person is. It's Hashem brought him here. Hashem will take him away from here. Which is why we find that the highest level, the Mashiach ben David level, is we sit and learn, or we go to sleep, and Hashem destroys our enemies. This is what the pasuk means when it says, "Be quiet unto Hashem." Wait for Hashem's salvation. Until Hashem sends His help from the holy place. What does Hischeleloi mean? Hischeleloi means make sure. I need to make sure that I am trying my hardest to get to the goal, to realize the reason why this is happening. It's because Hashem wants me to come closer to Him. So I got to make sure that that's my goal. That's what I'm trying to do. Me and my son, at 3 a.m. or whatever, 2:30, I don't know exactly what time it was, we were trying to learn Torah. My wife and the other girls were trying to read Tehillim. That's what Hashem wants.
But
don't go in the way of the person who has all of these plans. Let's say you see that someone was successful in running after the enemy and destroying the enemy, destroying the wicked person. Don't fall for that. You have to keep your head on straight as far as what is the proper hashkafa, what is the proper outlook that Hashem wants us to have in these situations. Altiskar loymer ese kamoyu. Don't compete with him and say, I'm going to do what he did. Okay, we have a short thing here from the Darash, Moshe l'Maharam al Bilada. According to this understanding, it means Shashtika la'adam elav yisbarach yitoivah. Being quiet in my relationship with Hashem, that's a good thing. What's the Lord? Yishol me'Hashem ashu chayshev hatoiv lo. There's different approaches to bitachon. Do I ask Hashem for what I think is good for me? Or do I say, look, Hashem, you do what you know is right for me. So according to this understanding, Dom Hashem v'eschaylo means, be quiet. Just let Hashem determine what's right for you. We don't really know what's the best for us. So just trust in Hashem, that Hashem will give us what is right for us. Who knows if what I'm praying for is really something that's not good for me? Maybe I'm asking for something that will cause me damage, that will cause me to be lost, so to speak. Rather, what a person should do is be quiet. Hope unto Hashem. Know, trust, have confidence that Hashem is going to give you the best thing, the right thing for you. Because Hashem is the one who knows the truth of what's good for each and every individual. The Alshech says as follows. The way is, human beings are normal. Our way is to try to get on the good side of somebody who is rich, someone who is successful. Yamdu Yeshim Rotze Kesef. The person will come to them, the rich person, they'll ask the rich person, they'll beg the rich person, please help me, save me, help me with your money. And they don't look at whether this person who is rich is a righteous individual or a wicked individual. Right? It matters where the money comes from. You can also have a situation where both the person asking and the person being asked, they sin, they do something wrong. What's the mistake of the person who's coming to ask the rich person for help? The person who's asking can make a mistake by placing their trust in a human being instead of placing their trust in Hashem. I need to make sure that my trust is always in Hashem. Even if I'm asking somebody for help, I need to remember and remind myself over and over that the person, if they're going to help me, it's just going to be a shliach. They're just going to be a messenger of God. So that's the first mistake that a person can make. Taking their faith, taking their confidence, and placing it on some on a human being instead of on God. There's a danger for the rich person because he might refuse to help the poor person. Our sages say that such a situation involves something akin to serving idolatry. The person who is not giving tzedakah, he's not doing an active sin. He's just not helping out. He's just looking away. Yachshav Hashem le'avoin. But this Hashem will consider to be a sin. Ka'avoyda zara shemachshav ha'ra'a kadosh baruch hu mitzarf le'maisa. The Alshich says that in a certain way, it's like idolatry. That when a person thinks a thought of idolatry, Hashem considers it as if he did an action. So too here, says the Alshich, when the rich person turns away from the poor person, ignores, it seems like it's passive. It is passive. But Hashem considers it like the person actively did an avera, a sin. So these are the dangers when a poor person comes to a rich person. So this is what King David is telling us. If let's say it seems like I don't have the money, I don't have the wherewithal, I don't have the means to do the things that I need to do to take care of myself, etc. I don't have bread to put on the table. That's one of the worst difficulties of all, is not having bread. Listen to my advice for you, says King David. Be quiet unto Hashem. Trust in Him. Instead of crying and begging the rich person, hope into Hashem. Put your hope in Hashem. Cry to Hashem. With the same level of hachna, person comes to a rich person and they come, their head is bowed. They have a certain level of subservience. Do the same thing with Hashem. Marm Zal, as our sages say in the Gemara Nidadaf, Ayanam Beis Yishal, Yimisha Kesav Azov Shaloi. Ask the one who the gold and silver belongs to him. Don't compete and don't connect yourself to someone who is rich, who is successful, to beg him to give from his gold and silver to you. Because it comes out that you're turning away from your trust in Hashem. And you're trusting in a human being who has all kinds of plans. The person who has lots of plans, the person who thinks that it's theirs, the person who thinks that they worked so hard for it, it's quite likely that they'll say, hey, I earned this. You go and earn it as well. Why should I give you for my money? Like that's a natural thing people think. Instead, turn to Hashem. Hashem doesn't think that way. Hashem is ready to give us what we need. All we need to do is ask. All we need to do sometimes is beg and cry and say, Hashem, take care of me. Hashem, take care of me. That's the Alshich. And last here, we have a beautiful thought. The last idea from this on this pasuk. A beautiful thought from Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch. Daim Hashem.
Sometimes a person has an experience. There's some decree that comes upon them. They don't understand, why is this happening to me? Why did this difficulty occur to me? I'm a good person. I'm trying to come close to you, God. Why is this happening to me?
But says Rosh Hashem Fall Hirsch, if you understand and recognize everything that happens in your life is only from God.
Doim Lashem. B'shvil atachav shu rois mimcha. Be quiet, recognize it's from him, and Hashem has a purpose why he's bringing this challenge into my life right now, this very day. Hashem has a purpose. Hashem has a goal with my life, with me. He's my partner in my life. This is what it means, v'schoilola. It means from a language of yichoilola ayolosh u'losh n'leido. It's a language of birth. L'chaylo b'riya chadasha. Doim l'Hashem, be quiet. Hashem is with you. He's bringing you somewhere, v'schoilola. He has a plan for a new creation for you. He has a new life that's waiting for you, a better reality, a better existence.
D'hainu sh'yakir sh'masha kodosh baruch hu mevi ala adam k'dei l'avir l'tachlisoi sh'utod lai.
Anything that happens to a person is to bring the person to the future, to the good future that Hashem has in store for you.
V'imkein v'schoiloloi. What does it mean, v'schoiloloi? Hevi ha'kavona sh'tivtach boi b'mashu goizer lecho.
It means trust in him that which he has decreed upon you,
sh'ulachol b'cho chadoshois.
It's to create a new path for you, a new way. Hashem will help you get to where he wants you to get to, where you need to get to.
And that's why he finishes off and says,
don't compete with those who are successful, seem to be successful. These are the people who think that I establish my way in life. I decide where I'm headed. I am the one who holds the keys to my own destiny. No, don't make that mistake. Even if it looks like that guy who made such a decision is successful, he's blazing his own path. Don't be jealous of this person. Don't think that this person is really succeeding, because he's not doing that which Hashem wants of him. He's not following on the path that Hashem is blazing for him.
So what's his life worth? Very strong, Rav Shamshon Falhirsch says, what's his life worth if he's blazing his own path, but the path that he's choosing is not the path that Hashem chose for him?
We get this unbelievable merit. We get this unbelievable opportunity. Daim Hashem. Yischailolai. Be quiet to Hashem. The Yischailol, the new path, the new reality that I'm headed towards. Hashem is bringing me there. And all the things that I'm experiencing, all the challenges that I face, all of this is all in order that I get there to that new reality Hashem has in store for me, which is the ultimate goal of my very existence. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.